T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fine. Sheriff Brian Shumsky. That works for me.
There you go. Well, listen, the reason I have you on here, Halloween, obviously, last night. First of all, was Luzerne County pretty much everything good over there? No real issues last night? No craziness from Halloween?
I haven't seen any major reports of anything terrible yet. So
that's always
so far.
That's always good news. I saw where I was in Lackawanna County, but I saw a lot of officers traveling around. I heard the same about Luzerne. Just being out there, making sure everyone knew they were there. That was pretty cool. So the reason I have you on, though, this morning is I saw an article in, I think Citizen's Voice had it, talking about how you guys are offering candy screening at the Luzerne County buildings today?
Yes, sir.
It started already. It goes to what, 4:30? I'm sorry, 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock at 3 of the buildings, and then 4:30 at our 111 Pennsylvania Avenue building. It's referred to as a children and youth building.
And what are the other buildings that are?
The Penn Place building and our Bernard C. Berminski building and the main courthouse itself.
Okay, now these events are for people to bring their kids candy in. You guys have X-ray machines, is that correct?
We do, yeah. As part of our screening process to come into the core facilities, we actually screen any hand-carried items, so any bags, purses, things like that. And we're offering that service, or parents could bring in the kids' candy, and we could run it through the X-ray machine for them.
Yeah, somebody just texted in what I was going to actually ask you about. Now this is it's a safety precaution. But have there ever really been cases, like documented cases, about people tampering with candy that you know of?
To my knowledge, I mean, we've never uncovered anything. I have seen reports, whether or not they're valid or not. I actually saw one this morning on a news station. They actually shared a link to a photo of a relatively local jurisdiction, police jurisdiction was called, that there was a razor blade found in a Hershey bar. However, again, my personal knowledge, I've never seen any.
Yeah. I think personally, as I think about this, like it doesn't matter to me if it really happened or not. The fact that it's out there, I think sometimes especially if you bring little kids down, I think, you know, we live in such a crazy time where, for whatever reason, I don't agree with it. Some people think the police are the bad guys. It drives me nuts, by the way. Bring the kids out. Have them see law enforcement doing good things and helping them at a young age. And let's get that, you know, the ball rolling in a good direction from a young age. I think it's a good community service event on your part.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things for us, just getting to interact with kids and actually they can see a little bit of what we do. And at least they get to interact with us on a good basis. You know, so many times in life we get so far into their, you know, a young child's life that the first interaction they have with the police officer might be when, you know, hopefully not, but when, you know, maybe when they turn 16 and get pulled over for speeding. Not that anybody in Luzerne County would ever do that.
Well, of course not. That is the slowest driving city in America, or county.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the first time I ever met a police officer was when I got arrested, so that wasn't good. That's not true.
Exactly.
That's not true. All right. See, I always had a theory, though, as a kid, as I got older, that my parents only said we have to go through the candy because they wanted to take the good stuff. Now, because
I have 3 kids and I inspect their candy very thoroughly, especially for the candies that I like. However, you know, that is always a possibility too.
I just want to keep things above board. Are the people x-raying these candies going to be taking anything?
They won't be. I'm keeping a close eye.
All right. So the law enforcement is taking a look there. Okay. So they go through now the poisonous things. If someone were to poison candy, that can't be tested by an x-ray.
Yeah. So that would not be detected by an x-ray machine. Typically we're just looking for radio plaques, something that's, you know, a metal that's going to react differently. You know, when we look at the screen, different compounds turn up as a different color, basically. What we're looking for is anything that's blue, and that typically indicates that it's a metal.
Okay, so this is an event that used to take place, I guess. How many years has it been since you last did this?
Oh, it's been a few years. I'd say at least at least 10 probably.
Wow, and you brought it back. There's been, I guess you have more staff than you have had in the past, so it's time to come.
Not even that we have more staff. I think we're just better organized now. We actually recently had a renovation. The county renovated the security entrance to the courthouse, so it's much easier for us to process people through.
Nice. I want to bring one more thing up here because while I think this is a great event, healthcare in this country is tough for some people. If someone were to say, "Hey, I have a Snickers bar," and put their hand through the X-ray machine, can they be like, "Do you see anything? Do you see anything?" Would you just tell them, "No, sorry, it doesn't work that way," or would you diagnose a fracture?
Yeah, so unfortunately, that wouldn't work. Typically, we put everything into a plastic tote to be scanned, so we actually wouldn't even be able to get your arm through there.
All right, so that's out. So what you're saying is, I need to go see a doctor.
That'd probably be a good idea.
Hey, look, again, can you just repeat the locations of where this is taking place? It's an event, again, Luzerne County Sheriff's Department putting together an event today. It started at 9:30, it goes till 4, and it's where you can bring your children's candy out, and they'll x-ray it and make sure it's as safe as, through your thorough checks. What buildings again?
So it's the main courthouse that's located at 200 North River Street here in Wilkes-Barre. And then actually right across the street is the Bernard C. Brominski Building. And then we also have the Penn Place Building, which is right next to Wilkes-Barre City Hall and Gennetti's. And then also our Children and Youth Building at 111 Pennsylvania Ave.
And that one goes from till 4:30, is that correct?
Yep, that one's open till 4:30.
All right. Well, listen, cool event, and in the article it clearly says that the odds of you actually finding anything in the candy is slim to none, and that's a good thing. But it's still a good event to get out there and have the kids witness law enforcement doing good things for them. So, listen, hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. And again, remember, no arms and legs are going through this machine. If you have a bad
cough,
go see a doctor.
All the body parts outside of the ride at all times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.